This is the book I wish I could have read early in my career as a software developer. Especially when I joined a larger tech company for a healthy pay rise and found a very different engineering culture with surprisingly little guidance for navigating my new environment. This book follows the structure of a typical career path for a software engineer. From starting out as a fresh-faced software developer, through being a role model, senior lead, all the way to the staff, principal, distinguished level. It summarizes what I've learned as a developer and how I've approached coaching engineers at different stages of their careers. We cover soft skills, which become increasingly important as your seniority increases, and the hard parts of the job, like software engineering concepts and approaches, which help you grow professionally. The names of levels and their expectations can and do vary across companies. The higher tier a business is, the more tends to be expected of engineers compared to lower tier places. For example, the senior engineer level has notoriously high expectations at Google, L5 level, and Meta, E5 level, compared to lower tier companies. If you work at a higher tier business, it may be useful to read the chapters about higher levels, and not only the level you're currently interested in. Naming and levels vary, but the principles of what makes a great engineer who is impactful at the individual, team, and organizational levels are remarkably constant. No matter where you are in your career, I hope this book provides a fresh perspective and new ideas on how to grow as an engineer. How to listen to this audiobook. It is composed of 6 standalone parts, each made up of several chapters. Part 1, Developer Career Fundamentals. Part 2, The Competent Software Developer. Part 3, The Well-Rounded Senior Engineer. Part 4, The Pragmatic Tech Lead. Part 5, Role Model Staff and Principal Engineers. And Part 6, Conclusion. Part 1 and Part 6 apply to all engineering levels, from entry-level software developer to principal and above engineer. Part 2, Part 3, Part 4, and Part 5 cover increasingly senior engineering levels and group together topics in chapters, such as software engineering, collaboration, getting things done, etc. This is a reference book you can return to as you grow in your career. I suggest focusing on topics you struggle with, or the career level you are aiming for. Keep in mind that expectations can vary greatly between companies. In this book, I've aligned the topics and leveling definitions to expectations at big tech and scale-ups. However, there are topics that are also useful at lower career levels, which we dive deeper into later in the book. For example, in Part 5, Chapter 24, Reliable Software Systems, we cover logging, monitoring, and on-call in depth, but it's useful and often necessary to know about practices below the staff engineer level. I suggest using the table of contents by topic as well as by level when deciding which chapters to prioritize. And now, let's jump in.